Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, we are back. It's the Aftermess, the podcast episode. We have no idea how you're doing.
20-something.
It's Joey Boy.
Hi, it's Anish.
It's Gina.
And Carla.
So today on the show, we talked about porn. Or on the radio, we tried to clean it up and we said adult videos. But damn it, we're just going to call it porn.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, so Carla. Carla's starting to see this guy. She's been seeing him for about a month, and he brought up, let's watch some porn.
Yeah.
Now, we didn't get into details why he brought up porn. It was just to get you in the mood, get each other in the mood, or he was going to watch it, and he invited you in the room to, you know, jerk him
off.
I'm
so glad that we're, like, on the podcast, and I can talk about it without censoring myself, because on the radio, like, it just, that shit's hard. All right, so we've been horny all fucking weekend, apparently. And, like, we were just... Okay. I think it's, like, that beginning of our relationship, so we're just, like, fucking all the time. And,
Dang, Carla, how much porn do you watch?
Well, we're chilling on his couch, and... How did the porn conversation even come up? I think I said something about, like, Ray J and Kim Kardashian's porn video. And then he was like, do you want to watch porn together? And I was like, sure. Because, I mean, we've been trying new things, which I think we really need to stop doing, because I don't want him to think that this is going to be a normal thing, because I'm not adventurous when it comes to sex.
Oh,
I don't even know why I'm, like, being so adventurous with him.
I mean, pause for a second. That really genuinely surprises me. I always thought you were joking when you said you were pretty vanilla. But...
I'm hella vanilla.
Okay.
But he doesn't think that I am, because everything that he wants to do, I'm like, okay. But that's because I'm trying it out. I'm
tricky.
Not uncomfortable.
It's tricky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, anyway, like last, okay. So then he was like, let's watch porn. And I was like, okay. So we're making out or whatever, and we're, like, about to do the deed, and he's like, okay, pick a video or, like, pick your favorite porn star. And I was like, dude, I don't have a fucking favorite porn star. Like, do you think I'm not that into porn. Like, when I do, I just go on Pornhub, I click lesbian, and I find a video of one girl with big titties and one girl with small titties, and I'm just like, this is a good mix. And then I click on it, and then I make sure that they don't have dildos, because those are strap-ons, because those scare me right now.
Really?
I'm not there yet in my sexual adventure. So I'm like, okay, I'll just watch this. It's sensual, it's cute, and I'm hella quick when I masturbate too. So, and he was like, pick a video. So I was like, I don't know what to pick. He picks it. He picks one of his favorite porn stars. I didn't think she was that cute, but I was like, meh. And he didn't want to watch lesbian porn. He wanted to watch, like, dick on vag, and I was like, that's fine. I just like, let him pick. I didn't really care. So I was like, how are we going to do this? So he, like, set it on the pillow, and it's, like, going on as we're going on. And it was fine, but I don't know if I want to do that again.
Did you tell him that?
I told him we're not going to do this very often, because he was like, I want to do this every day. And I was like, sir.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Dude, if someone's saying I want to do this every day, it's kind of stupid on his part.
Yeah. I know he probably didn't like mean it that way. You know, I think he just meant like it was fun and he liked it. Okay.
Was the sex incredible afterwards? Was it any different?
No, it was. We always have really good sex. It was really good
sex. Was this exceptional? Did he perform better? Was he more into it, or did it matter?
I think he performed great. The problem was just that there was too many things going on, I think. Because at one point, like, he just, like, grabbed the phone. And he was like, oh, my God, like, screw these two, like, the two people in the porn, and, like, turn it off. And then we just, like, kept going at it, because it was just, like, too much of a distraction at one point. Mm-hmm. Where it's not that we were just watching it. It's just, like, it almost became background noise. We're like, fuck this shit.
Oh, hell yeah.
You know what's interesting? And I didn't really think about this, but anytime it happens in my relationship, we don't have the sound on. And I wonder if it's because of that distraction factor. Like that's, we don't have the sound on. Like, he'll just have the video playing.
Huh.
And that way, it's like, if you tune in, you do. If you don't, you don't. And then it's almost like you don't even know what's there.
No sound?
Interesting. No. And usually, if I'm ever watching it, I don't like the sound.
That's what I have to have.
No.
I can't have the sound. Too many damn little kids running around.
Oh,
so you
that's
never know
real.
If they have their ear to the door, so no sound's always off.
Wait, okay, so does that mean that you have, like, quiet sex? Because you,
as parents, yeah. I mean, we have a 14-year-old, so you can't be too loud.
Yeah.
It's very, very rare that all the kids. JoJo might be at his friend's house, and that doesn't happen often. But we got multiple kids running around, and they don't stay in their damn room. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, a lot of pillow biting.
My boyfriend and I are hella loud. And he lives in an apartment, and I'm just like, your neighbors must fucking hate me.
It doesn't matter. You should be able, and especially because if there's going to be kids in your future, I think you should enjoy it right now. Be as loud as you want to be. But damn, like, for you two, Gina and Joey, as parents, like, do you have to set a timer?
Oh, no, I don't set a timer. That's, like, a little bit too extra.
It just sounds like, ugh.
Well, you know your kids, after a while, like, Cruz, he's the biggest cock blocker of them all. We know if Cruz just got put to sleep, we know we probably have 15 minutes. Because that little fucking kid just always in our room. Oh, Gia stays in her crib. Oh. JoJo locks himself. He's a teenager. But Cruz, man, he's the biggest cock blocker. So we just know, man, and that, to me, 15 minutes isn't enough time. So we just know we got to get it in. So I always thrive on if we're going away for a weekend. Like we were talking about Vegas.
Uh-huh.
If I can somehow convince my damn wife to go with me in Vegas, God bless it. Then, there would be some noise making. But besides that, we know 15, 20 minutes is what we got with Cruz's ass.
Oh, wow.
And because we locked the door, but in 15 minutes, we know we're going to.
What
are you doing? What are you doing? That just makes a dick soft at that point.
I don't know how you could still perform at that point. Oh, my God.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't.
And, like, even with porn otherwise, I think, because you'd said something like you guys are watching it on your phone. Is that, like, the only place you're watching? Because I can't imagine if you two are, like, together and you're just watching, like, a little iPhone screen and just, like,
That's
hey.
Exactly how it works. But you know what? I think if we do try it again, I'd be like, HDMI that shit from your computer
Come
to the
on.
TV. We're fucking on the couch. Ouch. I think I would want to do it more in like, I don't even know. I think I just want to try it differently.
For me, my experience was like the guy that I was like, I was hooking up with this guy and like he came already. We didn't even have full on sex because as far as I was concerned, I looked at his dick and I was like, that is way too fucking big for me. I'm so sorry. That's not going to go anywhere. I did my own thing to help him out. And then afterwards, which doesn't happen too often as far as my experience goes with gay hookups. But then he looked at me and he was just like, well, how are you coming? And I, first of all, I was like, oh, you really care?
That's nice.
Oh, wow. How polite of you. And so he's like, well, what do you want to do? And so I was like, well, I've never watched porn with a guy before. And I'd never done that. So we just sat on his couch afterwards and he airplayed like some porn. Then we started talking about the kind of porn that we like. And then I also found out that he records his own porns and he uploads it onto an amateur website.
Does he make money?
I don't know if he makes money, but he definitely has a very unique fetish for bigger guys.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I hate when guys ask me, well, what are you going to do to come? Because it's like, sir, I just want this shit to be over, and I kind of just want to go home.
Oh, my God!
There are times where, like, I don't need to come. Like, I don't.
That's fair.
No, I feel that. I do. But, like, just to clarify, are they asking what you are going to do or what they are going to do? Because, like, you shouldn't have to make yourself come during sex.
Mm. Well, there's a little bit of both, I guess.
Really?
Yeah.
I went out on a date one time with a guy, and this was the first and only date, and he literally told me, like, during the date, like, we started talking about, because for gay men, it's like, are you a top, are you a bottom, blah, blah, blah. Like, that conversation has to come up at some point. Like, what are your sexual positional preferences? And so, like, he had told me, he was like, I'm an exclusive top. That's the only thing I do. And so I was like, oh, okay. And he was like, yeah, and good luck coming, because, like, once I'm done, I'm done. And I was like,
wow.
Oh, my God.
I would have ordered the most expensive thing on that menu and not taken him home.
I sure didn't. And it definitely was cut short at that point, because I was like, are you serious? Because this guy was trying to be, like, a social media comedian type of a person. And so I was like, are you joking?
Doing too much.
Or are you telling the truth? And he was just like, no, I'm being serious. Like, once I get my rocks off, I'm going to bed. And I was like, what the fuck?
You know, with this whole porn thing, I think also a thing when you first start doing it, it's the search. Some people have to search a certain thing.
Oh, yeah.
And you got to be comfortable. Not only are you putting yourself out there, let's watch porn together. Then you got to, like, what do you want to watch? Then you got to start typing in. And then, like, what are you typing in and what are you going to put in? Because I think more people, when they first meet, are more freakier than they let off. You know what I mean?
Yes.
You can't go straight until, like, little people with, you know what I mean? No limbs.
Okay. Well, I mean, yeah, there are some really kinky, weird things to look up. But I do remember in my last relationship, I told my boyfriend at the time that he wasn't allowed to watch porn anymore because what? I know, because when I went on his browser, I think I was looking for places to eat or some bullshit. And he was on Pornhub and I saw that he had searched up white girls with big titties, which is very, very opposite of me. And
you're not white.
No, and so it was like these like blonde haired, blue eyed, big titted ass bitches, and that shit pissed me off so bad. I was like, "Fuck you! You're not allowed to watch porn anymore." So I think it's not just about like the freaky stuff, like short people with no limbs, but also like if you're picking something that is so opposite from your partner that it's just like.
Well, here's the thing, though. I hear what you're saying about that. But why would he put someone that looks just like you? Because he already has you.
That's how I feel about it.
Right? Because you want something else. How would it be with someone different? Why would we put Mexican girl with little boobs? Like, you have Carla right there. Just
something
different.
The real thing.
No,
you're right.
I agree with that, though, because I know for a fact, because my husband's really into redheads. He loves redheads. And even if I see a very attractive redhead and we're out at the mall, I'm like, babe, there she
really?
Is. There she is. But it's just like, I've also been with him for 6 years, and I also know him really well, and I know that he's not trying to leave me for some damn redhead. Like, I know that, I understand why you might not be there, because you literally just started dating, and your last relationship wasn't exactly the most sound and stable. So I get your point, because maybe in the beginning I would have felt differently, but at this point I totally get it. I'm like, no, you're with me all the time. Like, obviously, and if you want to watch whatever it is, especially things that I won't do. I mean, of course I see why you want to watch that, because I'm not doing it for you.
Exactly.
You know?
You know, I've always wanted to do it one time with a little person.
Like have sex with a little person?
Yep.
Are you for real?
Yeah,
for real, or are
real.
You joking?
No, for real.
Okay, me too, honestly. There is.
Anish had to make sure you're serious when I
told
you.
No, I did.
He's
no.
Like, wait, really? Really, really? Because I'm serious unless you're joking.
He totally did that.
Totally
just
did.
Like the guy that I went on a date with. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me or are you not? There is one little gay guy. I saw him out. Like, we were at RIP the Louie. This was a gay bar that was right next to where I live. It closed down after like 2 fucking months because of a whole bunch of dumb shit. But there was a little guy that was walking around. And I looked at him and I was like, wow, he's cute. And I didn't see, I saw him at first like sitting, and he was sitting like up on a bar stool, and like the way that it was angled, I couldn't tell that he was
sitting or standing on the bar stool.
Stop! I couldn't tell that he was like sitting and that, you know, pretty much his feet were just dangling up at the very tip top of the bar stool. And then when he started walking around, I was like, oh my God. Then I noticed him on Grindr and I hit him up. And I don't know if I'm ever going to take this any further, but like I legitimately would with a small.
Was he cute?
I think so. But I don't know. My taste really varies.
Was
like
he,
I just.
I wonder if it's.
Was
him.
He like a small person, like the ones from like Little People, Big World, or was he just like 4'11"?
Oh, no, he's like 3
Here's my
foot
crush right here. I follow her on Instagram. Her
Shut
name is
up.
Amanda Twin.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
I don't think I have like any weird, like, I want to try this thing with this type of person, honestly. The one thing I really just don't like are guys that are super, super douchey and cocky.
Oh,
like, I'm
absolutely
not interested at all. Also, extremely muscly guys I am not into. I've never been into that. And like, I know a lot of people are, but even in college I would know these guys with arms the size of my torso, and I'm just like, no, I do not want you near me. I don't know why. It just doesn't look natural to me, and I don't like it.
Ew. And then I get afraid if they get mad, and I'm just like, oop, I'm gonna have to run like extra fast,
like,
from you, bitch.
And I've seen a naturally muscly guy, and that's different. I'm talking about the people that are clearly using roids.
No, okay.
You know what I mean?
I'm about to say, damn muscles.
No, like a naturally built person, that's fine. But I can tell, like, there's no way your arm's the size of my torso unless you're doping. Like, there's just no way. That's ridiculous, and I don't like it.
Speaking of dope. And these girls are twins, too. Look at that.
Oh, my God.
Joey.
Wait, is that like a 2-for-1? Like,
that's a definitely 2-for.
Oh, gosh. Wait, you said twins?
They're twins.
Ew, I hope they don't. And I'm so sorry if you, like, have with your sister before.
Oh,
but
gosh.
That, can you, Carla, you have a sister. Like, come on.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, seriously, yeah. I don't understand the girls that are sisters and are down to do that shit. Because it's like, that's your sister. You're fucking your sister. You.
No, it's not girls if you're not touching each other. If you're just doing one guy, but you guys don't do anything.
No.
Absolutely.
Joey, shut up. That is gross.
No, I found out that me and my sister made out with the same guy once, and I was like, like, nope.
Who is better, you think? You or your sister? Kiss. Who's a better kisser, you or your sister?
Your sister listens, so I just wouldn't answer.
I'm not going to answer because I've never kissed my sister. I don't know what the fuck she kisses like.
Yeah, and you're both in committed situations right now, so you don't have to worry about it.
I will say she's pregnant, so she must be some sort of good kisser, right?
Hello.
There it is.
Her new venture.
A freaking baby. Oh, what up, Liam?
Being a mom.
That's tight.
Wow. My goodness.
All right. And there it is. We're out of here. anything else? Anything else? Is that it? We've had a long past few days, yeah. So we're going to cut it a little bit short. But subscribe. Tell your friends about the podcast.
Yeah.
And we're going to try to do more on the road.
And then stay tuned. We're going to upload Friday's podcast as well. It was Joey and I. We talked about what constitutes cheating? Have you cheated before? And we also had some special guests on it. So I think that'll be fun. It was a pretty long one, but I think it was informative.
I had some people asking about the petty or perfect thing, too. So we'll upload that today, too.
Awesome.
From yesterday, 7 a.m.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
All right. It's the after mess. The morning mess. We'll see you back on the radio 5:30 to 10.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.